PicNation for Maria Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V as in Victor, A-L, January 553. Address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 8755023. Dear Dr. Stack, consultation Mrs. Sandoval, abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with family members. Underlying diabetes, hypertension. Present problems of spinal stenosis with decreased activity but no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies blood melena. No changes in urination, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Minor stable edema due to low salt. Chronic neuropathy on the feet up to the ankles without ulcers. Denies claudication symptoms. No gross chest pain palpitations. No increase of dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine. No skin rash bruises. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease with prior stenting early 2023, follows cardiology Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. There has been no valve abnormalities, probably hypertensive changes on the heart, no rheumatic fever endocarditis, no arrhythmias, preserved ejection fraction, denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease. She's not aware of anemia. Remote history of kidney stones. Passed spontaneously. Stone was not isolated and no recurrence. Problems of bladder prolapse. Presently not using any Pessary, P-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Next paragraph. Surgeries including gallbladder, coronary artery stent, bariatric surgery, Roux-en-Y, Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E, like 20 years ago. Weight went down from 210 down to 130, presently 182, right-sided total knee replacement. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Norco and anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, valsartan, torsemide, amitriptyline, atorvastatin, bisoprolol, pregabalin, vitamin D, Fosamax, Flonase. Next paragraph, never smoke. Next paragraph, alcohol, occasionally tequila or whiskey, probably no more than once a month. Next paragraph, family history is strong for diabetes, hypertension, kidney disease, dialysis. Her mother, Sara Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S, as well as her sister, also named Sara Fuentes, both of them were dialysis patients. There is a brother, Ricky, R-I-C-K-I, who has also dialysis at Midland. She is one of 12 kids, 8 is still surviving. Another brother, Victor, with kidney disease but no dialysis. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight 182. Blood pressure 122/58, pulse 63, saturation 99%. No respiratory distress. Tan pallor of the skin. She has dense cataracts, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor livedo, LIVEDO, lower extremities, minor edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries, creatinine baseline is 0.7 to 0.9 up to March 2023. Since then, creatinine has risen. In May 2023, 1.1. This year, February, 1.36. May, 1.42. July, 1.6. And now August, between 118 and 121. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 48, stage 3. Most recent A1C in May of 7.4. There is anemia progressive down to 9.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets. MCB low sight at 87. Recent urine culture E. coli. Normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium and phosphorus. PTH elevated 110. Most recent urine sample negative for blood or protein, although there was infection as indicated above. Back in May, good control of cholesterol with an A1C 7.4. The last cardiac cath is from February 2023. The placement of a stent, mid-area LAD. The left circumflex arises from the right coronary artery. Prior echo 2022, ejection fraction at 49%. No significant valve abnormalities. Next paragraph. There is an MRI of the lumbar spine 2023. There is severe spinal stenosis L4, L5. Also foraminal stenosis. Next paragraph. A prior kidney ultrasound is from January 2022. At that time, normal size kidneys, 11.1 on the right, 10.5 on the left without obstruction. CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast is from January 2022. Postoperative changes of the stomach, small bowel, gastric bypass. Documented cystocele. At that time, question pyelonephritis bilateral. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Change documented already a year and a half ago. Presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Kidney function question improving or stabilizing will be updated. Previously, no documented obstruction or urinary retention. Background of diabetes, blood pressure, which appears to be well controlled. Most recent urine, no activity for blood or protein, although there was urinary tract infection. Nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Anemia needs workup, is out of proportion to the degree of kidney disease. For completeness, I'm going to check monoclonal protein, iron studies, retics. There is minor component of secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Present acid-base potassium, nutrition, calcium is normal. She does have physical findings for peripheral vascular disease, but presently not symptomatic. She's been treated for neurogenic claudication, spinal stenosis. However, given her history of risk factors, age, and documented coronary artery disease, aortic and peripheral vascular disease needs to be assessed. Further advice with new blood testing. All is to discuss with the patient. I knew her sister and mother with kidney disease and dialysis. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.